Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Wednesday morning, midweek, November 19th, 2025. 16 coming up on 17 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. And glad to have you back with us after our technical difficulties yesterday. We'll talk about those in just a second. But we are 1 week away from Thanksgiving Eve. 1 week away from Thanksgiving Eve. Can you imagine? 8 days until Thanksgiving. That is unbelievable. And we avoided the snow we were supposed to get yesterday. Now, I don't want to say that and curse us, and we'll get snow sometime between now and the end of the week. But we did avoid the snow that we were supposed to get yesterday, so that was nice here in the area. Now, let's get to yesterday. Yesterday, the main server, for a lot of people, went down. And when the server's down, the signal is not relayed from the server to the website. So, if you were trying to listen on the website yesterday, you could not get the station for the majority of the program yesterday. Now, you still could get us on the TuneIn app, but I know a lot of people listen on the website because there are no ads, and a lot of people feel the website just sounds better. So if you tried to listen yesterday on the website, you probably could not hear the program, and that's what happened. These things happen. Technology is not perfect, and that's the way it goes. But yesterday was a big news day, so I was thinking this morning that we're going to have to cover some of the stuff that we covered yesterday because a lot of people did not hear it. And I don't want people to be uninformed because Monday night's city council committee meetings were a big deal. And we played some interviews yesterday. We played an interview with Jason Schauber. We played an interview with Scott Kreider that were taped after Monday night's city council meeting. And we also had a live interview with Aaron Rollins, city councilman at large and member of the finance committee, at the end of the program. And I know a lot of people did not get a chance to hear those. I thought about replaying them today, but I know a lot of people did get a chance to listen yesterday, and those interviews are available on the website. So if you do want to listen to those interviews from yesterday, go to the website, wwgh1071.com, go to Program Archives. Well, actually, go to my tab, The Early Show with Scott Spears, and they should be right there, and you can listen to yesterday's shows. But don't do that now. Don't do that until this program's over. If you want to hear Jason Schauber and Scott Kreider and Aaron Rollins, who all had interesting things to say in regard to Monday night's city council meeting. Now, if you're not aware of what happened on Monday night, here's what happened on Monday night again, and then we'll have this conversation with the whole listening audience this morning. Essentially, Monday night was a committee night meeting. Committee night meetings, which normally are not usually eventful because not a lot of definitive votes go on. But what happened Monday night was the 2026 city budget was presented for the first time by Mayor Collins and the budget director. And what happened was, and these numbers are all kind of vague at this point, so I can't pinpoint these numbers down to the dollar, so you're going to hear me say between and about quite a bit. But it will give you some kind of depiction of where we are. What we learned is the city budget right now for 2026 is somewhere in the neighborhood between $19 and $20 million. The expected revenues for 2026 are somewhere between $13 and $15 million. Now, obviously, the city is not bringing in as much money as it's spending. Now, that being said, that's not unheard of, because the city does have a carryover fund. A lot of people call it a carryover fund. A lot of people call it investments that the city has. But they can pull from that money to make up the difference in the budget. Now, the problem is what we learned on Monday is when Mayor Schertzer left office in 2023, that investment carryover fund had $17 million in it. And we found out as of Monday, because another $2 million had been pulled out of that fund Monday morning, that fund is probably in the neighborhood of $5 million and could be lower. Matter of fact, Jason Schaber did an interview yesterday, and he said he believes it's lower or will get lower before the end of the year. So, that being said, the city does not have enough money in the investment carryover fund to make up the difference in the budget. What we also learned on Monday, and this is through just questions that people were asking, we learned that there are less police officers on the ground now than there were at the beginning of the year, and the city is not going to fill those positions. We learned there are less firefighters on the ground now than there were at the beginning of the year. The city is not going to fill those positions. Why aren't they going to fill those positions? Because they don't have the money, and that came right from Mayor Collins. The new fire station is on hold. Now, that's all because of one of our listeners and somebody in attendance Monday who has been fervent since 2022 in getting answers about this. Remember, the property tax levy was passed in 22 in regard to building the new fire station. It's on hold now. And again, from Mayor Collins, it's a financial issue. So that's on hold. There's a project, a multi-million dollar project that was going to happen on Prospect Street. That's on hold because of the city's financial issues. And that's where we are. And what we know is between now and January 1st, 6 weeks, the city is going to have to cut, give or take, about $5 million out of their budget. Now, the mayor said tightening the city's belt. Well, the question is, where does that money come from? Where does it come from? Does it come from the police department? Does it come from the fire department? I don't know any fund that's got $5 million in it. Does it come from transit, which always operates at a loss? Does it come from the senior center? You know, I don't know where these funds come from, and I don't think anybody else does either. But 6 weeks, we'll find out. And one of the troubling things about this, and Aaron Rollins said this yesterday, one of the troubling things is the mayor never told anybody, nobody from the administration ever told anybody that the fire station was on hold, that the Prospect Street project was on hold, that less police and fire officers, firefighters were around now than the beginning of the year. The mayor never notified anybody of this. So all this came through questioning, and this disturbs a lot of people. So this is where we are. Let's go to calls. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. How are you today?
Well, we're back up and running, so I'm happy about that. And I think I'm on the tail end of whatever thing I had over the weekend illness-wise.
So it wasn't an evil conspiracy by you to block your haters from listening on the internet yesterday?
You know, I did not know anything about this until you tagged me in a post. And well, tell the audience, I guess, what that was all about for maybe who don't understand.
Okay, so your play button disappeared. For those of us that listen on the internet and not the app, your play button disappeared. We all figured that out yesterday when we couldn't listen to you. Well, as of before, for the people who don't listen on the app and tend to, I don't know why they are so hell bent on listening to you when they don't like you, but
It's a good show.
It is a good show. I concur. You have this one great caller. She's just, I can't think of her name. they believed that the play button, they were blocked from being able to access the play button on your website because they shared Men Who Watch Men Spread Propaganda's posts, or it might have been the Patriots, the Marion Patriots, but because they shared a post that was anti-you, they believed that you had the capability of blocking them from your entire website or removing the play button. So I'm glad to know that's not what it was.
Well, here's the thing about that, and this is what I will say. I honestly did not know they had shared another negative post about me. I was not aware. And number two,
I'm shutting them down, Spears. I'm done with the lies and the rumors.
Well, here's the thing. Adam runs the website. Most everybody knows that around here. Adam the computer
guy. So it's Adam's fault then.
Well, but no, Adam does a great job with it. And this had nothing to do with him yesterday, this outage of the stream. And I guess, I mean, how would you even...
It was silent sabotage, Spears.
Well, but how would you even... I was trying to think about this.
I don't know.
How would you block certain people?
I don't know how you just selectively... unless you got their IP addresses. I mean, that's a very, very in-depth conspiracy that you came up with overnight.
Well, yeah, but you know, and here's the thing. The bottom line on this, because God knows I don't want to spend too much time on this thing.
No. But this is the important thing to talk about.
Right, but the thing of it is that... I don't really dislike any of these people. I have met these people. I have nothing negative to say. Now, do I listen to their program? No. But I don't listen to a lot of...
They clearly listen to yours.
Well, but I don't listen to a lot of people's programs. And why they are so angry at me, I have no idea. But, you know, it's okay, I guess, if they want to continue on this road of... I didn't know I had this much power that I had to be taken.
You're part of the mainstream media that's just trying to silence voices, Spears.
Yeah, but I don't even talk about them. I mean, other people talk about them on here, but I just say, okay, well, people have their opinion. And Monday night, I think what
I... They're the ones that are actually blocking people, though, that have differing opinions.
Well, but I believe on Monday, when the whole presentation was going to happen about the cybersecurity, I think I was the one who said, well, let's see what they have to say.
Yes.
And then we'll all decide.
You didn't dismiss it.
So here I am trying to be impartial, trying to be down the middle, and apparently they are just having a field day going after me. Well, you know, God bless them. I thank them for making me famous.
Hey, if they've got their mouths on us, then they've got them off somebody else, right?
Yeah. I mean, if they want to say things about me, I guess it's okay. But I just, it's beyond me how I have anything to do with what they're doing. But, you know, I guess it's the way it is.
Hey, no such thing as bad publicity.
That's right. You know, if you want to say something, I guess you can say something. But that's, I don't know. It's an interesting thing. And you know what somebody did say to me? Somebody did say to me, I will say this. Because I forget what the conversation was. Maybe somebody saw that post. Maybe that's what it was. And they said, didn't Robert Landon come on your show a couple months ago and admit he had done things wrong? And he did.
Yeah.
Which I gave him credit for at the time. So I'm not even sure.
Listen, the things that we hear and see with our own eyes and ears do not matter anymore. We've established that at City Council, so that's a good segue to City Council.
There we go.
Spurred my call this morning was, you said the senior center, because I was going to just listen to what other people had to say. I was briefly thumbing through some of the information that was been provided about the budget and the cuts. There's looking at this point in time right now, there's a hefty cut coming to the senior center, like six figures. So that's people need to realize that's where the cuts are going to, we're going to have to squeeze those departments as hard as we can, and then we don't have an option but to start cutting police and fire if we're going for $5 million. And as far as that sewer project works, that really burns my behind, because that's up here. I mean, that's right on my side of the town. I'm two streets over from it. It's North Prospect Street before the overpass. That's part of an EPA-mandated sewer repair that we do. They're letting us borrow the money for free. Now, I bet you if this was happening over on their side of town, it would still somehow be worked into the budget. But since it's happening up here in the hood, we'll just go ahead and put that on pause. We don't care.
Well, you know what was interesting? Because yesterday
bad over here. One thing, our sewers are from 1906 in this area. I just want people to realize that. Our sewers are from 1906 in my side of town.
Well, I think, aren't the ones still over in the Bell Fountain, South Prospect area? They haven't really updated those, have they?
No, then that's why this area floods so bad, because we catch everything on the way out to, and I mean, there are areas that flood worse than mine, but we catch everything out on its way out to the treatment facility. So our sewers catch the whole town's water, basically, on the way out to be treated. And they're from the early 1900s.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
No, I'm not terribly pleased about this. And no. I know that for a fact because I've replaced my own main sewer line and I've discussed it with the engineer.
Well, I used to know somebody who lived on Girard and
oh, Lord, it floods. My grandma lived on Windsor and it was nothing.
Well,
when I was a kid, it was nothing to have water up to your waist.
And it wasn't just water. It was stuff.
Oh, sewage.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it was
sewage.
Awful. It was just awful. But
yes, that was in the 80s. It was that bad.
Yeah. So the thing of it is I guess...
but we don't get that because we've overspent. And you know what? We do need to demand where that money went to know where it went. He said $3 or $4 million went to shoring up the mess that Schertzer left. Okay, where's the rest of it?
Well, that's an interesting thing, too, because as Jason Schaber said yesterday, again, I don't know how many people heard these interviews, Jason Schaber said he finds that hard to believe, and he was on council at the time, because if the city owed these kind of bills, they would not
right.
be silent for 2 years waiting
but
to be paid.
But let's pretend it's true. Well, they said they spent it last year. They said they had to pay what Schertzer didn't pay. They spent it in 2024,
okay.
$3 to $4 million.
Okay.
Dollars. Let's just pretend that's true. Let's just take that at face value. $4 million, we'll even give them high end. $4 million went to bills. And we'll even go low end on what Schaber said. He said 16 would be a conservative estimate. So we spent 4 on bills. We had 16. We should have 12 if my math is still, if I'm still able to do basic addition and subtraction. We should have $12 million.
Yeah, but
seven? Isn't that what they said?
Yeah, but I give them the benefit of the doubt, because mayors have not always passed
pay $4 million.
No.
But if I were telling somebody I used that money to pay bills, I'd have a little sheet that I could pull out and be like, these are the bills that
I guess when I'm giving Mayor Collins the benefit of the doubt to say mayors have not always passed balanced budgets, and that's what the carryover or investment fund, whatever you would like
mm-hmm.
to call it, is.
I call it the savings account for just to keep it simple for people that
okay.
don't use government finance language.
So
it's our savings account.
But what I don't understand is how much of that money had to be used to make up things in the budget. Because,
like I said, I'm going to go with benefit of the doubt and say all $4 million that he said, because he said $3 to $4 million.
Right, but then...
So I'm going to say that we spent $4 million cleaning up Schertzer's mess.
Right, but where,
that way.
But where did the other $7 million go in 2 years?
What, $4 million? Okay, but could we see what $4 million we paid in bills? I mean, if we're going to keep saying that Schertzer left us with
well, I think
what
that'd be good to see. Yes, I think that would be good to... I don't know what that is, but we'll find out what that is.
Where is the rest of the money?
Well, but another thing I don't quite understand is the whole idea of, now we've got to tighten our belt. You know, this has been 2 years. I love that we record these shows. Every time money was spent, I would come on the next morning, and I would say, you know what? Mayor Kellogg and Mayor Schertzer would have loved to have spent this money. They just didn't have it. Where is the money coming from? Does the city have new...
They approached to the budget last year that we're not going to spend any money. They started the year out like that. And somehow we managed to spend millions of dollars more than we should have, it seems like.
How is the city budget near $20 million now?
Could you have the audacity to present a budget that big? That is that far over your revenue.
Yeah, but
that's some audacity.
But how did it get to $20 million if things have not been added?
Well, they did say that there's an increase for salaries and benefits, which that's, I think they said 5% for health insurance.
That happens.
But I don't know how you add, I don't know. And you know what? When you ask, you're told to change subject.
Well, but I don't think that happened Monday night. Nobody was changing the subject Monday night.
I think everybody was in shock.
Well, I couldn't.
I was trying to get the numbers straight. I'm writing them down back there, and I'm like, wait a minute, this can't be right.
Yeah, but there's just a lot of confusion because I said it yesterday, but again, who knows who heard that program. Why would you prepare a budget if you didn't know what the revenue was?
Because you've got to get X amount of reads through before
you do, but wouldn't you go low end rather than high end? And even on Monday, when the mayor was asked about, you know, maybe we can't afford this economic development position, and also right, no, he didn't want to do away with that. And
nope.
Also, when he was presented with the idea, hey, let's as council start trimming through this budget, he didn't want to do that. He wanted.
Well, I'll tell you this, Mr. Mayor, I know that you listen, and I will rent party bus and shuffle the old folks up there to fill city council and let you explain to them why you are cutting the senior center funding, but you are going to fund downtown Marion and you are going to fund an economic developer. So let's round up the old folks that vote. I'll go through a donor list and contact those people, send them letters in the mail and tell them what he's done.
Well, I mean, are we going to have the Christmas lights bus tour this year? Now, I heard that was paid by sponsorships last year, but was it? I don't know. I mean, I don't think anybody ever got the proof on that.
Are we going to have $4,000 worth of flowers in downtown Marion next year and pay somebody to maintain them? Are we going to pay the streets department to block off the streets for Third Thursday and sit there and get paid overtime while Third Thursday goes on?
Well, you know what? I even thought about Monday. The whole thing about the screener at City Hall every Monday night, that was sold.
I don't think the pool will open.
Well, the whole big fight we had on the screener at City Hall, which has never been done before, was sold on the idea that we do have the money to have somebody here and
do
this.
Well, they were cutting it out of the police budget, which is, Schauber told us, and I've looked, the police budget runs 6 figures over every year. From what I saw.
Yeah,
So it's easy to say you've got money in a budget that runs 6 figures over its allotment every year.
Yeah, but
I've got money in my budget, but if I just spend more money than I've got, no one cares.
Yeah, but the problem is again, that was one of those issues where, have you had issues with security here? And it was, well, we don't want to have issues. There was no threat. There was no imminent threat.
They were using that as a reason to get us out of the building to shut you up. So then they had to give us a valid reason. And then when we all agreed to the valid reason, they're like, oh, hell.
Well, okay, so that, and then we've got...
So we spent money to shut us up, and it didn't work.
Well, but I'm sure...
Now, listen, everybody who didn't listen yesterday, city council is up for a pay raise. Most of these people that will be on city council have less than 2 years of experience or zero experience. Aaron Rollins will be the most senior person there, and I think he'll be coming up on, what, year five?
Yeah, but what I don't...
Listen, get a hold of your city council person and tell him you don't deserve this raise, you don't have enough experience, and you've ran us into fiscal distress. So if you have any integrity, you won't take your raise.
Well... It'd be a bad look if they did at this
point. You know, if you're going to cut a police officer, but you're going to take your raise, Twyla Lang, finance chair, Sean Barr, president, pro tem, you guys have you're going to take your raise and actually take police officers off the street, fire department, trash men, the people provide us services every single day.
Well,
so
this is
your raise.
This is why the $10,000 party in the park was a big deal, because $10,000 could have paid for a lot of this stuff. It's not going to make up somebody's entire salary for the year.
No, but it would pay for some of their benefits. It would go towards the tax match that we have on them.
And I guess I just can't figure out for the life of me why all this stuff was done. I do not understand. You know,
I've been yelling about it for a year and a half, and you know what? I'm sorry. I hate the fact that I'm right on this one, but I'm right. I've been right.
Yeah, but
no one wanted to listen. I was the kook over on Silver Street. Didn't know what they were talking about. Oh, okay. Who didn't know what they were talking about?
Well, there's going to be somebody else who deserves some vindication. Now, I'm not going to bring it up yet, but it did cross my mind last night. And I'm just going to save that for a little bit down the road as we get more information. But I think somebody else deserves an apology as we go down the road here. But so there's a little teaser for people. But the thing about it is that I just can't.
I think I deserve a T-shirt that says I'm right. But
well,
anyway.
Well, I just, listen, yesterday on this program, again, I'm not sure who heard it and who didn't, Jason Schaubert, I said to Jason Schaubert, is the city broke? He said yes. When Aaron Rollins came on live, now this is a Republican, also who identifies as a Libertarian, Finance Committee Chair.
He has been very friendly to the Collins administration lately.
Absolutely. Said, yes, I would have to agree with what Councilman Schaubert said.
I can't disagree with what Councilman Schaubert had to say.
Right. So, Aaron Rollins is saying the city's broke. Now, also...
We are.
Yeah, okay, but this is significant that two council people, sitting council people, would admit this. One
and
of which is on...
one of which...
Yeah, but one of which who is on the Finance Committee. Mm-hmm. And this is also a problem, because here we are, Aaron is talking about being left out of these meetings, and he feels he's been purposely left out of these meetings. This is a problem.
Okay, we've known now for months that Jason Schaubert, that they conspired verbally. We heard that. Now, we've been told the evidence as far as the emails and such. I know because I was actually part of it, so you would just have to take mine and Jason's word that that happened. I mean, I could show it to somebody as far as that goes. But we know that there has been a concerted effort to keep Jason Schaubert out of the loop. And
right,
now Aaron Rollins is going to step up and say something about how he feels like he's been kept out of the loop.
But
you should have said something and defended Schaubert back in the day, Rollins.
Well,
you're a day late and a dollar short on that one.
Well, here's the thing, though. I'm not saying that they should have kept Schaubert out of the loop. But, you know, Rollins is a member of the Finance Committee.
And he could have also spoken up and said, my fellow councilman has requested this information. I'm requesting it as well.
Right, but here's the problem. This is very significant. If the member of the Finance Committee said on this show yesterday that he, until the meeting Monday night, had no idea that the fire station was on hold, had no idea that $2 million more dollars had been divested from the investment funds, had no idea how much was available to the city in the carryover investment fund, had no idea that less police officers and less fire people were on the ground than at the beginning of the year.
Is he asking the right questions? Is he asking, as a person on the Finance Committee, is he asking the right questions?
Well, but nobody asked those questions till Monday.
Well, I somehow feel like Twyla Lang was there when that money was divested, and she knew
about
it.
Well, she was.
She didn't bother asking questions or disclosing it to the public.
No, but, I mean, why... And it's not like this information was given up freely Monday night. It came through questions.
No, it had to be
tried. Right.
Yes.
So why... You know, even if you like everything the administration is doing and you believe everything is right, why would they not come out and tell people that? Why would they not tell people on council that? I don't understand.
I mean, and then the thing is the bad news gets dropped all at once. They couldn't even ease us into it. Because a few months ago, they had to have known this was going to be happening a few months ago. I've known it was going to happen for over a year. They've had to have known. I mean, the state of Ohio has been here multiple times this year, so the state of Ohio had to have been telling them something.
Yeah, but the problem is, here's the thing.
They could have eased us into this. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but the thing is
this. Instead of a $10,000 party in August, and now in November you're losing police officers, they could have eased us into this.
Yeah, but the thing is this. You know, you can make these announcements. Hard times have happened before. What you can't do is do it and not make the announcement, and have the announcement come out because you're being questioned. That looks like a cover-up. It looks like you were hiding
things. It's controlling the narrative.
Well, I don't even know if it's that.
Do they want us to control the narrative, or do they want to control the narrative? How the story's being told, I guess, basically, is what I mean.
Well, all I know is when that story hit yesterday that we did, it didn't take 24 hours, and I was being asked all day long, what are these people doing? This is significant. Those questions are significant. And I got a lot of messages yesterday. The thread on the social media page, I think, has over 100 comments on it. I was being asked in public. This is significant to people. And I don't see anybody defending the administration or the city on this one.
Because it's indefensible. You can't defend this. I mean, everybody loved their stickers and their bus and everything else. I hope you love it for the next 20 years, because it's probably how long it's going to last, because we won't be able to afford to buy anything else.
Well, I just don't know.
That's probably an exaggeration. But, you know, like I said, I was made out to be the crazy kook that was negative and didn't want to see Marion progress or whatever. No, I knew we were digging our hole deeper the whole time. No one wanted to believe that.
But at this point, I don't know how deep this goes.
Because
what I'm worried about right now, because, you know, we can talk about all this stuff for years and years and conjecture and speculation. This is reality, and we are six weeks away. We are 6 weeks away from a reality.
$5 million in cuts.
Yeah, but from a reality that's going to hurt families. It's going to hurt people who are in jobs right now.
We're all going to pay dearly to prove how much we love our city.
Well, you know what? And apparently the Enterprise Fund is also negative.
You know what? That should terrify us all, because that's not a good thing. The Enterprise Fund, for people that don't get it, those are things that are supposed
sanitation.
To fund themselves.
Sanitation.
Yeah, and sewers, sanitation, that sort of thing, they're supposed to fund themselves. And the fact that our trash department is $10 million in the hole, not a good thing.
But how did that get negative?
I don't know.
How did something that's supposed to fund itself?
How are they telling us that we had money for this, that, and the other when we've been paying bills late all year? And now Aaron Rollins, as member of the Finance Committee, knows that we have been paying bills late all year long. Now, he knew that.
Well, did Ayers know that?
I've been telling people that.
I mean, I just don't understand any of this. And I've
told them that. I've sent them the emails. No one.
Yes, but we can't lay this. We can't lay it all on Aaron Rollins, because Ayers is right there too.
If we're picking someone, you know, you were saying that a member of the Finance Committee didn't know this. Well, a member of the Finance Committee knows that we've been paying bills late.
Well, I guess
that's not enough to spur more questions to be asked.
Well, I guess
I ask more questions than he does.
Right, but I guess at this point, we just have to take what we can get and say that, listen, people's heads are starting to come out of the sand. And when Rollins said yesterday that he believes that Mayor Collins' rating has went from an A to a C, now the reason I asked that question is, this is about leadership. That's a significant drop. And this is about...
He shouldn't have been giving him an A when he was, because when he was giving him an A, he was blowing through the money. When he was giving him an A, it was over party bus. Aaron Rollins was on the planning committee for the Strongest Towns Party. A member of the Finance Committee that knows we've been paying bills late wants $10,000 to throw a party in the park. So make him out to be some kind of fiscal conservative.
He's
been right up there throwing it around.
But we gotta say so did everybody but Shopper. Ayers Ratliff voted for that. I couldn't believe nobody asked the question.
Nobody asked questions about the absolute waste of all the Love Your City stickers and decals and everything else. They all adopted the resolution so they could put it at the bottom of their letterhead.
I think some people asked questions. I just don't know that they went anywhere.
They all voted to adopt the resolution.
I was there for the $10,000 vote, and I was shocked. Nobody asked one question. No questions.
No, not about how it was going to be spent or who it was going to be spent on.
They didn't ask anything.
Nope.
There was no discussion.
Nope.
And remember this is something I will say that I've always said on this show, that council needs to be on the record. They might not win the vote, but they're getting paid and they need to be on the record. And I have been told, well, what difference does it make? They're not going to win the vote, blah, 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 blah. You need to be on the record because of days like this.
Yes.
And nobody's
when the
on.
Auditor, when the auditor of state comes through and says, you knew you didn't have any money, why did you go ahead and appropriate money for this? You can say, I didn't. I said no.
Well, we'll see where it goes. It's ugly.
Well, It is.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, I just can't imagine it's come to this, even though we've talked about the finances for a long, long time. And again, I don't know how you trim $5 million out of the budget in 6 weeks and have any kind of good things happen. Go ahead, caller.
Love your city.
Now, a lot of that this morning.
Oh, I can feel the love right now. Oh, my God. It's just so much love. It's so unbearable.
Well, it's unhappy times.
Pretty expensive love, isn't it?
Well, you know, I don't know what happened. I think we're all going to find out.
Well, as soon as I find out the proper size of a T-shirt, I will have a T-shirt made, I was right, for Naomi.
Oh, there you go.
And if she wants to wrangle people from the Senior Citizens Center, bring the Senior Citizens Center bus up to City Council, I will gladly buy a tank full of gas to that end.
Well, I don't think the transit bus runs Monday night, but yeah, well, if you can get a bus up there.
The Senior Citizens bus.
Right.
Not the transit.
Right. I don't know. I honestly don't know what has happened, where the money's going to come from. I don't know.
Well, you know, this is what happens when you get the not ready for prime time politicians.
Listen,
it's unbelievable. How could anybody that had any modicum of common sense spend when you have no idea what your financial footing is?
Well, here's an interesting...
You would think that you would be ultra-conservative so as not to go belly up.
Well, a question from Mary out there who's listening this morning. How could everything be all right when Schertzer was mayor and now we're going to hell in a handbasket? What happened? Interesting question.
New City is one reason. Rebranding is another. Party in the park with this strongest towns bullshit. You know? Stupid things that sound good, but, I'm trying to think. Marcus Aurelius said something to the effect that ambition should not go beyond one's wealth.
Well,
and
again,
I think ambition went well beyond the wealth of the taxpayers, the city of Marion.
Yeah, but also, let's be clear here that the mayor does have a chance here to be a leader. And he has a chance in 6 weeks to fix this, explain this, or make it right. And this is his game now, because he wants to work on the budget. So, and also, this is his time. If I was the mayor, listen, I understand that the man is not a particular fan of media, but if I was him, I would sure as heck be getting and calling in to programs anytime I could if I thought anything that was being said was incorrect, because this is not a good look.
Well, fact of the matter is, he wanted to be mayor so bad, he probably spent more on a campaign than any other previous mayor. He wanted it so bad, one would think, okay, show us. He ain't got the goods.
Well,
if he was so good, he would have seen this. If he had any modicum of business sense, he would have some kind of a plan and be able to forecast and see what potential hazards would be down the road. But no, he doesn't have a clue. Just like jobs and economic development, he doesn't have a clue.
And we go on.
It's a blind, deaf captain steering a ship that's going to go aground.
Thank you.
To a better tomorrow.
All right, phone lines are open. We've got about 5 minutes left in this hour if you'd like to call in, 740-383-9944. The conversation will continue next hour, and I want to say, if you are a politician out there right now, if you are a council member, if you are the mayor, if you're in the administration, and you feel anything here is being said incorrectly, please call in and straighten it out. Because we do not want to be saying things that are not correct at this point. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. Another happy day here in the city of Marion.
You got her. At least right on my property, it is. And that's the only thing I have any control over is my property.
Well, as Jason Schauber said, a citizen and her love for the fire department got some answers. We've got answers. What do you think?
Well, I want to tell you right now, I didn't realize that I caused such a fuss, and I do appreciate airs because when I went in and I was asked him, and then because I thought, well, he's got more pull than me. I didn't know nothing about getting up in front. Of course, you know I can't half hear what's going on, and I don't. And I think maybe that's the problem there. I don't think that council could half hear what's going on.
It would seem that way.
They need to fix the PA system, but now they don't have any money, so I'm not going to throw that out. I'll ask you. Did they actually buy that property on South Main Street? I mean, do we own that property on South Main Street?
Yes, I believe they have closed on that. Yes.
Well, I never seen a transfer, so I don't know. But, you know, I don't see everything. But I didn't realize that when I brought that up, and I don't think that would have ever come up if I hadn't have asked Ayers.
Well, that's a point. Because, see, this seemed to... I don't know if you got to hear the program yesterday because we were having technical issues. But when Aaron Rollins was on, and again, whatever people want to say about him, he said he did not know... None of the council members knew Monday night that the firehouse was on hold, the new fire station. None of them knew that less police officers were on the street. None of them knew that less firefighters were working and positions weren't going to be filled. None of them knew that on city council. The mayor had not said anything to anybody. What do you make of that?
What does he... is his office a cave? I mean, don't he have anything? I mean, I'd hate the devil be in his shoes. That's one time I wish somebody... that I hadn't won the race.
Well, you got to see it all in action Monday night as it was falling apart financially. How did you feel as this was coming to light Monday night?
Well, I thought, goodness sakes, what a situation here. And all I know is, Scott, can you actually say that we do, that the city does own that property on South Main Street? Or, yeah.
I do believe there was a story that they had closed on the building. Now, I will check on that, but I'm almost positive that there was a story on that. But, you know, just this has angered people to a great degree, the fire station. And as the person who spurred the conversation, we do have to say it's you. And you did prompt Ayers to ask the question Monday. How do you feel about the answer? Just the answer itself, that it's on hold right now.
Well, I'll tell you how I do feel. You better not be laying off the firemen and the people that service every single day to hire two or three people that's going to maybe, they ain't going to figure out a problem. The state's going to figure out the problem. But don't lay off the people. How many people are they going to have to lay off where they can lay off one of a pencil pusher or two of a pencil pusher? The people that's on the street that is serving me and you, that do the shit jobs,
they're going to lay them off so we can fill another position up there in the, there at City Hall.
Well,
don't go laying off people that's doing their job.
Well, how did you feel Monday when we found out that there is such financial distress, that the fire station's on hold, a Prospect Street multi-million-dollar project's on hold, there are less firefighters on the street, there are less police officers on the street than the beginning of the year, and the mayor said when asked that he will not do away with his economic development position that he wants.
But he doesn't mind getting rid or putting on layoff. Of course, maybe those trash people say, well, what better time to get laid off than dead of the winter?
Well, I guess I just, and the city council raises. I mean, heads were shaken no when that raise was discussed to be brought back. I think Jason Schauber brought that up Monday. You know, maybe we shouldn't take these raises, and not one person said, well, maybe we shouldn't.
Now, see, Scott, you know something? I think it's because they can't hear what's going on.
Maybe they just don't hear the questions.
I think they're sitting there just like me. They just get bits and pieces. They don't actually can't hear what's going on. But I can't imagine, and I am glad that somewhat, I guess Neoma did, ask about where the money was coming. Well, I'm back to, you know, being a big shot offering $25,000 to SNAP or whatever. Now, Naomi told me that they had got some pretty nice donations from groups here in town. But I just don't understand. Like I say, I think they're just like me. They can't half hear what's going on.
Well, I just hope at this point, And I did invite the mayor on. I sent the mayor a message Monday night after the meeting. I said, Mayor, listen, this is a bad situation. Come on and explain it to us. And he has not responded to me in the last 2 days, but maybe he's busy doing other things. But
he's not that damn busy.
Well, I hope that he takes me up on this, because honest to God, if we're misrepresenting what's happening and he can shed some light on it, boy, this would be the time.
Well, when the council people didn't even know what was going on.
Well, you're right. I mean, I hate to say, two Marion City Council people, Rollins and Schauber, have said the city's broke. Do people realize how significant that is?
Well, all I can say is we give money like we have it. That's, you know, so don't make fun of other people in this world that does not have the education, and they spend all their money the day after they get it, because that's exactly what's happening. You know, but then I also blame the council. Look at all the things they approved, and they should not have approved it. I don't care if it is a feel-good thing. You can't spend money you don't have, and I'm not going to go on and on but I didn't realize when I asked Ayers that question that it was going to shake out the rug.
Well, I'll tell you what, citizens will always be the last line of defense, and I think you proved that Monday night. So thank you for calling in, and we're going to break. We'll be back.
Hey, have a good one. Goodbye.
By Marion native and Miss America, Marilyn Meskey.
I had heard that.
What you didn't know was that after Marilyn taught them how